Hi everyone, I'm Dan Albers and welcome to the Countdown to Kickoff. I'm joined here with 1987 graduate, taking us back a long time ago here, Rob Stoll, and we both play together. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We always start off the interview and tell the guys to talk about when they played, what position they played, and some of the guys that they played against and or some guys that they remember playing against.
Well, when I was at Anderson, I played fullback on offense and I played nose guard on defense.
Second down and
in a quick review of the guys I remember playing against the most, probably the Anderson Athletic Director, Chris Newton.
Yeah.
He played on a very good Terrapin football team with Kyle Huxtable and Troy Minchhoffer, guys like that. You know, other than that, I remember the fullback from Norwood that ultimately went and played in the NFL. Yeah, what was the name of the fella? Always had the mohawk.
He was.
But you know, pretty much, it's been so long ago that it's kind of that rivalry with Turpin Anderson that I remember the most.
Yeah, and you know, the one I was thinking about here when we were coming up here, and I don't know if you remember this game or not, is we had some pretty good talent at Anderson. We just, the record didn't show it. Our defense was really good.
Right.
But the one game that really sticks in my mind when I was a senior, playing Green Hills.
Yes.
Beating Green Hills, they go to the state playoffs, the state finals, and their only loss was to us.
Right, absolutely. I remember that game as well. We just played lights out that game, put it all together.
What do you think? Because you watch football now with you coaching, me playing, me doing some of the games. The talent's always been here in Forest Hills School District. It always really has been, and it really honestly comes down to guys like yourself, coaching. Don't you think it's always been here? The athletics, you know, athletes have always been here in Forest Hills.
Yeah, I definitely think that. I think that this area has just got great football, got great football players. You know, I mean, year in, year out, you definitely deal with different chemistry and different players and different positions, and there's so many factors in football that matter,
right?
You know, but obviously I've been blessed to have great talent year in, year out, and it shows by how well we've done.
You went on after you went to Anderson, I believe you went to Georgetown College, and you played there. How was that experience?
Awesome. I got to play linebacker and nose guard for 4 years, and had a blast, and it definitely, you know, was one of those pieces to my past that has made me who I am.
And there's another story that I got about you that I brought up in our Redskin review with Coach Giesting was McNick comes off there going to the state finals. They come out, we play, and we lose 6-0. You're going against Brett Kelly. And I remember you just tearing him up.
Yeah. He was my roommate in college. Yeah, absolutely. So I teased him about that a lot, too. I feel like I had about 12 tackles in that game, you know. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun teasing him about it.
And one thing you had is your brother. When you were, I believe you were a sophomore, your brother was a senior. How was that playing with your brother?
Awesome. We're very close. So he went on to play football at Wittenberg, and I played at Georgetown, and we tried to stay as close as possible. And to this day, we still, you know, text and talk on a weekly basis. So it was pretty cool.
All right, let's get into a little bit about, you know, your route. You went into coaching. I believe you went to Beechwood for a little bit, and then you went to Indian Hill. Talk a little bit about that experience.
When I got out of college, I helped as a graduate assistant at Georgetown College, and then I went to Beechwood High School, and I was there for 5 years and was fortunate to be a part of 5 state championship runs. Mike Yagel is the absolute best coach that I've ever coached with. And the cool thing is I felt like I was in a mentorship program for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Indian Hill, and I was defensive coordinator there for 4 years with Kevin Seipel, who was also a Beechwood guy. And from Indian Hill, I came here.
Wow.
So I was blessed to be around a lot of good coaches that taught me a lot.
And talk a little bit, you coached your son, I think it was JR before, now you got Benny coach. How hard is that one for you, and what about your kids? Is that kind of hard for them too?
You know what, I mean, we've definitely had our moments where there's been that, you know,
yeah.
It carries over to the house, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Football, there's so much time that you spend in football that it's really nice that you get to spend some of it with your children.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's helped get me through a lot of the tough times that at least I can say, hey, I'm with my son, I'm with good kids, I'm up here, and this is what I love. So it really has been special for me.
Yeah. And you obviously, you're doing great this year. You're 6-0 in the league. Yeah, you're right at their top. But, you know, we've seen the Anderson. You and I have been involved in Anderson-Turpin games where the records don't really mean anything, and Anderson's really struggling this year. But you just really never know.
I totally agree. I mean, from our experience, if anybody knows, it's we know that on any given Friday night, if you don't come ready to play, you know, then the other team can take it from you if they're more hungry.
Yeah, and it just, I'm sure it's going to be electric here on this game for this night. And you're really pushing for a league title. I don't think a lot of people expected you guys to be, one myself included. I knew you guys had some guys coming back, but that's got to be gratifying for you and your coaches.
It's been an awesome run so far. I mean, I try to get my players to take it one game at a time, really one play at a time, and not to think about that. You know, we've got to worry about Anderson, and we've got to worry about every play, and not worry about anything else right now, you know, and hopefully good things will happen and the process will take care of itself.
Well, we were talking about some of your former players that you played with, I thought you would at least bring me up, that, you know, I was the best tight end you ever played with.
And exactly.
I got nothing. Well, Rob, I really do appreciate it, and good luck Friday, and not too much good luck, but good luck Friday night. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Rob Stoll, coach of the Turpin Spartans, joining us here on Redskin Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be back right after this.